Welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy you made it here. I am still with my cast, guys. Hey, everybody. So if you just joined in, I'm still with my cast here. Welcome to Mondays with Marty, guys. Welcome to Mondays with Marty. I'm so happy to have you here. So happy. So Mondays with Marty, where I give you tips to rock your business and live your best life, guys. So I give you tips to rock your business and live your best life. That's what we do here on Mondays with Marty. So today, guys, today's a special day. It is International Women's Day, guys. And the reason that that is so special is because one of the statistics is that the growing market right now is in the Latinx community. So there are more Latinos and Latinas opening small businesses and looking for ways to open small businesses than you can honestly imagine. It is the fastest growing small business sector. Now, let me just say, though, that small business is a misnomer. It really is, because small business is usually when you have 10 or more employees. That technically is the real definition of a small business owner. So if you, my friends, are a solopreneur, a Gen Xpreneur that has one to nine people working with you, and that includes the outsourcing that you do, then you are a micro business owner. Yes, you are a micro business owner. Let me type that in for you guys to see. Micro biz owner. Okay, so I want you to realize that if you are a micro biz owner, guys, woo, micro biz owner, if you have one to nine people working with you, for you, in your business. That's critically important for you to understand, because as a business owner, you may need a loan, but if you go to the bank and that bank doesn't lend to micro business owners, you've got to find yourself a micro business financing company, all right? Because more than likely, your generation of income isn't large enough for the bank to say, okay, we're going to go ahead and loan on you. So remember, small business is the term that everybody uses. It's like the overarching blanket term that a small business is. But truly and technically, the small business owner, it starts from 10 or more employees. So that's critically important for you to know that. But let's talk about how we are going to empower each other in the growing sector, in the growing sector of business. Once again, if you're just joining in, thank you for joining in. This is Mondays with Marty. This is Marty, the Latina business coach. Guys, today it's about how strong women empower each other, okay? Now, critically important for you to understand, if you're a business owner, which if you're on my page, most of you are either a business owner or a wannabe. I hate to say that, but it's a wannabe. So what is really, really, really important is that if you are a business owner, guys, and you're empowering and you are empowering other business owners, then that's a really good deal. But one of the things you need to know is the fastest growing sector in that micro business section is the Latinx community. They have had more growth and continue to see more growth than anything else. Why? People are losing their jobs, and believe it or not, it's very much ingrained in the Latinx community to be entrepreneurial. Okay, so This is a market that is growing. This is a market that you want to tap into. But if you tap into that, remember that this is also a market that expects you to help them grow. So as today is March 8th, and it is the International Women's Day. So welcome, happy International Women's Day. How can we as women empower other women? How can we as women of power empower other women? All right. So first thing you want to do, guys, the first thing you want to do is to make sure that you are leading the way. First of all, number one, you've got to be the leader. You've got to be leading the way. You've got to be living by example. You've got to be walking the talk. If you're not leading by example and walking the talk, you're failing yourself and you're failing others, right? So in this business, guys, and let me take off my glasses, in this business, we're looking for leaders that walk the talk, okay? So you've got to make sure that you're doing everything you got to do, and then when they're following you got to make sure you're happy to do that. Now, powerful women empower other powerful women, not just by what they do and by leading everybody and leaving everybody behind, but you've got to have one hand reaching up and one hand reaching down, so that as you climb, you pull somebody up with you. You climb, you pull somebody up with you. That's how powerful women empower other powerful women. Yes, it's not about you only getting to the top, but it's about how many people you help get to the top. How many women are you helping to get to the top? How many times? Now, social media plays a big part in everything that we do, guys. But let me ask you this. How many new accounts have you actually went in and talked to and asked questions and gave love to? How many new accounts are women's accounts? So remember, and this is all, tied together. Everybody goes like, what? There's this, there's that. No, it's all coming down to that one thing that we all hate to do, that we all hate to answer is, who is your niche? Who is your ideal customer? Who is your target audience? It all has to do with that. Because if you're going to work smart and if you're going to work your business in an organized and focused fashion, you've got to know who you're talking to. Because if you're just going out there just because somebody, they're cute or whatever, they may not buy from you. And if you're in business to stay in business, guys, you must do the groundwork. And when you do the groundwork, then you become a powerful woman of business and you can empower others to do the same. Now, remind you, I want to remind you that when you actually take the steps, you're creating a system. So write down the steps that you're taking, because that is a system. System is, I did this, then I did this, then I did this, or I used this tool to do this and this tool to do that, and then you move forward. And that, my friends, is how you actually move ahead, by empowering other women of power. We want everybody to get to the top. Kanush says, yes, we want everybody to get to the top. Oops. We want everybody to get to the top, especially women. Yes, but we must lead by example. We must be walking the talk. And then if you want to help women, well, what women and how have you grown in order for it to actually make a difference? Right? So it's important that we as women empower other women. So get happy for the other women's success. And if you find, guys, if you find that there's a little tinge of, you know, that tinge of maybe a little bit of judgment or jealousy or whatever, then my friends, you've got some inner work to do. You must do that inner work, because if not, that is what's holding you back. That inner work is what's holding you back, baby. So you've got to do the inner work, and you've got to do the outer work, and it can't be one before the other. It's all together. It's all together. You got to walk the talk, guys. You've got to lead by example. If you're in network marketing space, if you want others to build, you got to be building yourself. If you want others to engage with your content, then you've got to engage with their content and others' content. If you want somebody to be active in your special groups and run together, you've got to be active. And this is a daily thing, guys. This is a daily thing, okay? So now, next Monday, I am going to be talking to you about organization, and I'm going to be showing you a Trello board. People always ask me, how do I actually stay focused? I go from a big calendar to a daily, I have a big calendar, then I have a daily written right here, and then it's also digital on my Trello boards, guys. So next Monday, we're going to be talking a little bit about organization and Trello. But today, what I want you to understand is make sure that you are walking the talk, doing what you got to do daily, daily, daily. Why, Marty? Why every day? Because every day gets you one step closer to where you want to be. Every day, every day. But I did it yesterday. It doesn't matter. You got to do it again today. Think about this, guys. Just like when you want to lose weight, you don't go on a yo-yo. You don't go like, today I'm going to be good. Tomorrow I'm not going to be good. Tomorrow I'm going to be good. The next day I'm not going to be good. Because you're just going to go on a yo-yo. And that's what we call in business a stop and start. You start your business, you're doing good, and then you don't do anything. You start your business, you're doing good, and then you don't do anything. And then you wonder why your business isn't growing, guys. It's got to be a consistent daily effort. Consistent daily effort every single day, no matter what. Even if nobody is watching. Guys, I have been there. I have been there. When nobody's watching, do I stop? No, I keep going on, because that's content you can repurpose. And remember that, guys. Remember, this is for you. This is for you. So today on International Women's International Women's Day, I want to say thank you to all the women that have allowed me to be a part of their life. And I want to say thank you to the women that haven't yet known me and are going to allow me to be part of their life, because it is my greatest joy to see you guys all succeed, to see you guys all be all that you want to be, to make every moment count. Today is the day that you move your business forward, guys. Today is the day that you've got me, the Empowering Latina Coach, standing behind you saying, you got this, girl. You got this, right? So, yes, maybe I'm a little strict, but you know what? I do it with love, guys. I do it with love. I want to make sure that you understand that I do it with love. You rock. So thank you, Kanoosh. Thank you. So I just want to make sure that you guys all understand that I pour my heart and soul into making sure that I can help you get focused, gain clarity, and get organized so that you can take your business to a five-figure level or a six-figure level and beyond, if that's what you choose. Helping you create your blueprint for success, guys. Now, I have a gift for you. So if you want the gift, make sure that you drop in the comments below, I want my gift. and I will send you the gift, guys. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Remember, stay strong. Go out there and empower women everywhere, and especially in the Latinx community, which is the fastest micro business sector growing on a daily basis. Don't be left behind, guys. Them Latinx women are the ones you want in your business. In your business. All right, guys. Have a great one. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.